KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball last night, the Atlantic boys basketball team picked up their first win of the season with an 81-43 victory over the Red Oak Tigers at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Atlantic started a bit slowly, but they improved their ball movement and defense in the second quarter as they built a 49-27 halftime lead. The Trojans pushed the lead to 35 by the end of the third quarter at 69-34. Austin Alexander had a big night from the outside, hitting 7 three-pointers on his way to a 27-point total as he led all scorers. Scott Leonard was a big offensive factor as well in the paint, finishing with 20 points for the game. Chase Mullinex also finished in double figures with 11. The Trojans were finally able to build some shooting confidence as they buried 11 threes overall. Atlantic installed a full-court press in the second quarter on made baskets, and that really rattled the Tigers. The Trojans turned the Tigers over a lot in that quarter, which led to some easy baskets. Coach Alan Jenkins said the game was more important than the win. It was how the Trojans played that was important and what they did throughout the game to improve themselves. The Trojans are now 1-2 on the season, and they'll have a Friday night home game as part of a girl-boy doubleheader with Creston. We'll have coverage of that doubleheader here on KJAN on Friday, starting at about 5:50. Also in boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was St. Albert defeating Kemper Catholic 66-63. Bondurant Farrar defeating Creston 73-39. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston a winner over Whiting 63-15. From the Corner Conference, Thomas Jefferson beat Essex 58-25. In girls' hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 81-60. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston 92-14 over Whiting, and in the corner it was Essex falling to Thomas Jefferson 54-9. In college men's basketball last night, Iowa's slide continued in Bloomington as they dropped their second straight Big Ten conference game. The Hawkeyes had 18 turnovers and shot just about 39% from the field as they lost their third straight and fifth in the last six games, 77-64 to the Indiana Hoosiers. Brady Ellingson had 16 points to lead the Hawkeyes. Jack Nungy added a dozen. Juwan Morgan was one of four players in double figures for Indiana. He had 15 points along with 10 rebounds to help Indiana improve to 5-4. They're 1-1 in Big Ten conference play with that victory last night. Iowa State won their fifth consecutive game last night, rolling to a 94-80 win over Northern Illinois. The Cyclones turned up the intensity in the second half. After trailing 38-36 at the half, Iowa State outscored the Huskies 58-42 in the final 20 minutes. Lindell Wigginton scored a career-high 28 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, had 4 assists, 3 steals, and a couple of block shots in an all-around effort for the freshman. Donovan Jackson hit 6 three-pointers and scored 24 points. Cameron Lard came off the bench to score 14, and he also blocked 4 shots. Nick Weiler-Babb had a double-double with 12 points and 11 assists to go along with 5 rebounds. The Cyclones hit a total of 14 three-pointers and shot over 51% from the floor as they improved to 5-2 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, fifth-ranked Florida couldn't stop Terrence Mann. He scored 25 points on 11 of 17 shooting and grabbed 8 rebounds as unranked Florida State knocked off the Gators 83-66 to remain undefeated at 7-0. C.J. Walker had 17 points for the Seminoles, who have won 4 straight from Florida for the first time in the 68-game history of that series. The other top 25 team in action Monday was Baylor. The 23rd-rated Bears cruised to an 84-56 win over Sam Houston State in action last night. Well, the father of suspended UCLA guard LiAngelo Ball says he plans to withdraw his son from school out of concerns related to the player's indefinite suspension for a shoplifting incident in China last month. LeVar Ball told the Los Angeles Times and ESPN that he's going to explore other options for LiAngelo because he says, quote, "I'm not going to let him sit back and not practice." UCLA coach Steve Alford says he respects the Ball family's decision and wishes LiAngelo all the best in the future. Well, the Duke Blue Devils remain the unanimous number one team in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll. Kansas, Michigan State, and Villanova still hold the next 4 spots, but Notre Dame fell from 5th to 9th following its loss to third-ranked Spartans. Florida is 5th, followed by Wichita State, Texas A&M, Kentucky, the Fighting Irish, and then Miami. Number 19, Seton Hall, number 21, Purdue, and number 22, Nevada all moved into the poll. In baseball news, the New York Yankees have finalized Aaron Boone's managerial contract, and they'll introduce him at a news conference on Wednesday. Boone received a 3-year deal with a 1-year option to replace Joe Girardi, who was dismissed after leading the team within one victory of the World Series. Owner Hal Steinbrenner called Boone a polished communicator who possesses the ability to cultivate and grow relationships. In college football news, Jimbo Fisher has been introduced as the new football coach at Texas A&M after working out a 10-year, $75 million contract. Fisher comes to College Station after going 83-23 in 8 seasons at Florida State, leading the Seminoles to 3 ACC championships. He takes over for Kevin Sumlin, who was fired November 26th after the Aggies finished the regular season 7-5 and were 4-4 in the SEC. Nebraska coach Scott Frost will bring 7 assistant coaches from Central Florida with him. Frost will have a salary pool of up to $5 million a year for assistants. Frost himself agreed to a 7-year deal totaling $35 million. He can earn bonuses totaling almost $1 million if he's able to win conference and national championships in the same year. That's according to a memorandum of understanding with Nebraska that he signed on November 27th, 6 days before he was announced as the new coach. Arkansas has ended its nearly 3-week search for an athletic director as they named Houston's Hunter Yurachek as the replacement for Jeff Long. Yurachek's first task will be finding a football coach to replace Brett Bielema, who was fired after the season. Yurachek signed a 5-year contract worth $850,000 annually after earning a base salary of $450,000 as athletic director at Houston. In NFL news, Chris Boswell started and completed the Pittsburgh Steelers' rally from a 17-0 deficit against the Bengals on Monday. Boswell drilled a 38-yard field goal as time expired to give the Steelers a 23-20 victory at Cincinnati. Boswell hit 2 field goals in the fourth quarter after nailing a 30-yarder on the final play of the first half. The winning kick came less than 4 minutes after Antonio Brown caught a 6-yard touchdown pass while taking a hit to the head while landing in the end zone. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 290 yards, and Le'Veon Bell had 182 total yards as the 10-2 Steelers extended their best start since 2004. They remain tied with New England and Philadelphia for the NFL's best record. The New York Giants have made a midseason coaching change for the first time in 41 years following a 2-10 start that also cost their general manager his job. Head coach Ben McAdoo and GM Jerry Reese have been fired less than a year after the team made the playoffs. The decision follows Sunday's 24-17 loss at Oakland, 5 days after McAdoo benched 2-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning in favor of Geno Smith. Defensive coordinator and former St. Louis Rams head coach Steve Spagnuolo will serve as interim coach for the final 4 games and will decide whether to put Manning back in the starting lineup. Co-owner John Mara admits he wished the quarterback switch had been handled better. The Giants' woes have been fueled by a porous offensive line, an inconsistent running game, injuries to their top wide receivers, and an underperforming defense. McAdoo is the first coach to be let go by the Giants at midseason since Bill Arnsparger was replaced by John McVay 7 games into the 1976 season. McVay's grandson currently is head coach of the Rams. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has been given a 1-game suspension by the NFL for his late hit to the head of Buffalo defensive back Tre'Davious White on Sunday. White had just intercepted a pass and was lying face down on the sideline when Gronkowski body slammed him, driving his forearm into White's back and head. Bills coach Sean McDermott says White has entered the concussion protocol. Gronkowski plans to appeal a suspension that would keep him from playing next Monday at Miami. Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor has a bruised patellar tendon in his left knee, leaving his status uncertain for Buffalo's game against Indianapolis on Sunday. Taylor was injured on the first play from scrimmage in Sunday's 23-3 loss to the Patriots, but he played into the fourth quarter before being sidelined in favor of rookie Nathan Peterman. And the upper deck of the Pontiac Silverdome finally came down Monday following a second attempt to implode the facility. The upper section was scheduled to fall on Sunday, but it stayed up after some explosive charges failed to detonate. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.